Out of the corner of his eye, Greg saw Ash shake his head as a line of text appeared on the couch holo panel. That shielded weapon bluff won't work on Wade. Quickly, Greg keyed back. New intruders, new bluff. Then resumed talking to the Tigran, who had been conferring with one of his officers.
I'll clear up the mystery for you, Commander Wade, he said. What you're detecting are ionized particles from a ship drive, not ours, although it is a vessel under my command.
There are no other ships in this system apart from mine and yours, said Wade. And in less than 6 minutes, when you come within range of my main batteries, there shall be only mine.
Okay, Commander, since we're getting along so well, I feel I should warn you that you are being tracked by another two ships of the Darian Navy, concealed by cloaking technology.
Spare me your pathetic, desperate lies. Surrender or face destruction.
Specifically to Carlson-class jump destroyers with much greater firepower than this ship carries.
Driven by the adrenaline of the crazed corner that he'd got himself into, Greg put on a wide, unbalanced grin.
I mean, you didn't think I was going to sit here on the firing line without some serious reinforcements, did you?
For the first time, hesitation showed in the Tigran's expression. Greg pushed on.
There's no need for this to get messy, he said. If you stand down your weapons, I'll send my jump destroyers out of range.
I acknowledge your warnings, Commander, Wade said with a kind of stiff contempt. I have my orders.
And the image vanished from all screens.
Iron Fist's increasing velocity, said the helm officer. They've targeted our drive, said the TAC officer.
Full power to the thrusters, Ash said. Take us out of here on a spiral swerve.
Despite the inertial dampening, Greg felt the swinging impetus as the ship surged forward and spun savagely to port. Beyond the viewport, the stars swirled and streamed past, and Greg grimly held on to his couch.
The Iron Fist is just coming into their maximum range, said the TAC officer. Opening fire with pulse cannon rounds, broad zigzag sweep, 9 passes. Navigational's compensating.
There was a sharp thud from elsewhere in the ship, and Greg felt a passing tremor underfoot.
Damage report, said Ash.
Midsection upper starboard, said the TAC officer. Outer hull plate damage, no inner hull breach.
Sorry about that, Commander, Greg said.
But the imbecile are out there watching. I thought it might tempt them to weigh in on our side.
I can't see that happening, Ash said. Target their weapon points with our missile launcher, he told the TAC officer. 4 eluders with shimmer payloads. Fire when ready.
A moment later, the TAC officer said, Missiles away, and they've launched a volley of their own, Silver Claws, 2 waves.
Going for our shields, Ash said. Target the eluders with our beam projectors and fire.
One of the screens showed a tracking view of the intervening space. 4 impact flashes appeared in rough succession, then a digital overlay revealed blotches of grey spreading at the edges. Ash saw Greg's mystified look.
Countermeasures, he said. Each payload spreads a cloud of refractive slivers, inhibits directional sensors. Now we need to get closer to the shimmer clouds, use them as a shield.
The Iron Fist is changing course, the TAC officer said. First wave of Silverclaw missiles have entered the shimmer clouds. Wait, they've...